You're listening to X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland at 91.1 and 107.1 FM, and on the coast in Nehalem, Manzanita, and Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM. Streaming online and on demand at xray.fm.
From lovely North Portland, it's the Dickenbach Report, starring Dick Dickenbach. Join Dick Dickenbach for a lively afternoon news magazine featuring music, topical discussion, and today's hardest-hitting reporting. Stay tuned for Dick Dickenbach, but first, today's musical theme.
Last. Good afternoon. It is 6 minutes past the noontime hour. You've tuned in to X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland. This is the Dickenbach Report, the afternoon news magazine hosted by legendary news person Dick Dickenbach, who isn't here today. He's been hacked. I'm Gary. I'll be here until he gets his social security number back. It's November 30th, the 334th day of the year. 31 days remain in 2025. We began this show with a musical report called Password by Piano Magic from Artist's Rifle, Rifles. Under my voice, an ambient piece called Password for Ethnogenic Experience by Alodie from the album of the same name. Because November 30th is National Computer Security Day, that's our top story, and frankly, it's our only story. Reports nationaltoday.com. National Computer Security Day demands our attention every November 30th because cybersecurity affects everything from where we bank and how we spend our money to whom we elect to public office. We certainly don't want a replay of the MyDoom, the worst email virus in history, which caused $38.5 billion in damage. So let's get educated on staying safe online. Here are some cybersecurity by the numbers. 80,000 is the number of cyber attacks per day. That's in 2018. 21%, the percentage of all files that are not protected in any way. 41%, the percentage of companies with over 1,000 sensitive files left unprotected. 70%, the percentage of organizations that believe their security risk increased significantly in 2017. 69%, the percentage of organizations that don't believe computer security threats can be blocked by antivirus software. 50%, the percentage of security risk that stems from having multiple security vendors and products. 7 out of 10, the number of organizations that say their security risk increased significantly in 2017. 65%, the percentage of companies that have over 500 users who are never prompted to change their passwords. 350%, the percentage growth of ransomware attacks. 600%, the percentage increase in IoT attacks in 2017. And 61%, the percentage of businesses breached in 2017 with under 1,000 employees. Ransomware, by the way, is a big deal. Payments were estimated at $1.1 billion in 2019, $999 million in 2020, a record $1.25 billion in 2023, and a sharp drop in 2024 to $813 million attributed to non-payment by victims and action by law enforcement. That's when someone is able to hack your computer and lock it out until you give them some sort of money, usually paid in like digital currencies, like cryptocurrencies, Bitcoin, whatever. Now, there are many ways to observe National Computer Security Day. First of all, you can update your spyware and malware protection software. Number two, you can encrypt and backup your data. And number three, you can create a strong password. Now, they have some tips here in computer security. Length matters. Passwords that are 6 characters are easier to hack, especially if they're only made up of lowercase characters. To beef up your password, weave a 9-character combination of uppercase letters, symbols, and numbers. Lastly, avoid using the same password for every account. And it just occurs to this reporter, we're not going to have music reports about cybersecurity today. We're just going to have music reports about passwords. Is that right? Okay. Anyway, I'll try to encrypt all of my air breaks, and you can enjoy music reports about passwords. We don't try very hard on this show, do we? The phone number up here is 503-233-X-RAY. That spells 9729. The text line is 971-220-5979. That spells KXRY. Think about your password, and remember, it's National Computer Security Day. And this is the Dickenbach Report on X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland, X-Ray.FM. Some of these musical reports are going to predate computers, aren't they? Mm-hmm. Thought so.
Come on, everybody, let's go tonight down to the party. what's the password?
Listen and I'll say, go get the big dead and I'll rip the cat away.
Now when you walk into the door, everyone begin to shout, welcome to the party and a roar crowd out.
Support for X-Ray FM comes from Rum Club. Rum Club supports local radio and local drinking. Located at 720 Southeast Sandy Boulevard, Rum Club offers a selection of craft cocktails and rums. More information at rumclubpdx.com.
It's growing stronger than a wild oak tree. So deep, oh yeah, I never set you free. No, if someone tell you I've been untrue, the password is law for me and you. Oh darling, for you and me. I climbed the highest mountain.
Bear Valley.
What do you want?
Watch the door for a few minutes, and don't let anyone in without the password.
All right, what is it?
Swordfish is the password, do you understand?
Okay, I got it.
Well, what is it?
Password.
Swordfish! Swordfish!
Right, the swordfish, the swordfish. Piazza, muscles in the room, pull a faccia di pazzi. Who are you?
I'm fine, thanks. Who are you?
I'm fine, too, but you can't come in unless you give the password.
Well, what is the password?
Oh, no, you gotta tell me. Hey, I tell what I do, I give you three guesses. It's the name of a fish.
Is it Mary?
Ha ha! That's an old fish.
She isn't. Well, she drinks like one. Let me see. Is it Sturgeon?
Hey, you're crazy. Sturgeon, he's a doctor who cuts you open when you're sick. Now, I give you one more chance.
I got it. Haddock.
That's a funny. I got a haddock, too.
What do you take for a haddock?
Well, now, sometimes I take aspirin or sometimes I take a calomel.
Say, I'd walk a mile for a calomel.
You mean chocolate calomel. I like that, too, but you know, guess it. Hey, what's the matter? You don't understand English? You can't come in here unless you say swordfish. Now, I'll give you one more guess.
Swordfish. I think I got it. Is it swordfish?
That's it. You guess it.
Pretty good, huh?
Fine. You guess it.
What do you want?
I
want
to come in.
What's the password?
Oh, you're no fool of me. Swordfish.
No, I got tired of that. I changed it.
What's the password now?
Gee, I forgot it. I better come outside with you.
I forgot my password again. I have no idea what it could have been. Tried my old dog's name, my birth date. I tried 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. But I guess it slipped my mind, 'cause those little blue words came up every time. Did you forget? Did you forget? I gave up and I clicked yes. Why do I pretend? Whatever I come up with, I will just forget again. Why don't I break down and use your name? It's the only thing that's in my brain that never seems to go away. I think I lost my phone again. Oh, holy shit, it's in my hand. Something's really wrong with me. I'm not the man I used to be. I can barely text my friends, and then when I do, I don't hit send. Something's really wrong with me. I said that already. When does this part end? When do I go back to being smart again? Will it just get worse and worse each day? Is that the only way my brain will ever let you go away?
Way back last century, I joined America Online. Had to come up with a password, something uniquely mine. I picked the word lightning, I have no idea why. It's gonna be my password until the day I die. Then I opened an account with Amazon. They wanted a password too. So again I picked the word lightning. That was a logical thing to do. Then I joined Facebook. They said a single word was not sufficient. They want both the letters and numbers to be safe and efficient. So I added the number 52 to my word lightning. Lightning 52 is my Facebook password. My online skills are heightening. But then I read it's dangerous to use the same password everywhere. So I thought, okay, what's easy to remember than a company's lightning up in the air? Thunder! That'll be my new password as I download iTunes. But they also want a number, so Thunder 1 is what I picked that afternoon. Then I joined satellite radio, another password to create. What goes with lightning and thunder? Hail! That that'll work just great. But they said, no, hail is too short a word. But hailstones, that works fine. I've already come a long way from lightning and obsolete America Online. Then I joined Gmail. Lightning, thunder, hailstones, twister. But they tell me that's a weak password, so I consult my little sister. Now, when you have computer trouble, you can't go to anybody older and wiser, because there is nobody older and wiser. So my little sister said, how about the word hurricane? But add a number to make it secure. So Hurricane 53 kept the bad guys from my digital door. So far, so good, till the day Facebook let me know. Somebody hacked into my account, my old password has gotta go. Oh no, Lightning 52 became Lightning 53, but only for a couple of weeks. Cause then my account got hacked again, and my password needed tweaks. But Lightning 54 was rejected. They said it was way too close to Lightning 53. So I made a bold choice. Humidity 9, that's the new password for me. Now everything was A-OK until the day I let a friend use my laptop. She did something to my AOL account that brought it to a screeching stop. They said she emailed way too many people. So my account got junked. I could reopen it in 24 hours. But my password was now defunct. So AOL gave me a new password, my zip code, and my initials. But they said if I didn't like it, I could change it back to something more creative and less official. Well, I tried changing it back to Lightning, but they said, nope, gotta pick another word. So for whatever reason at that particular moment in time, Typhoon 56 is what I prefer. Lightning, Lightning 52, Thunder 1, okay. Hailstones, Hurricane 53, can be safe and secure, da-da. Lightning 53, Lightning 54. I'm starting to get confused. What is that the password for? Humidity 9, CL10025. I think I'm starting to overload my brain's external drive. Typhoon 56, I don't remember what that does. Only I could go back to the time when Lightning was the only password I had to remember, the only password to memorize, the only password to open Sesame, everything under digital skies. For the days of the single, simple password are ancient history. I'm gonna change my password too. I'm an old idiot. 123.
That music is not a very good transition. Breaking news. It's nearly 12:30 in the afternoon on November 30th, which is National Computer Security Day, which is why we're reporting on passwords on the Dickenbach Report on X-Ray FM KXRY Portland. I'm Gary, I'm sitting in for Dick Dickenbach, who forgot his password, and we're not letting him in until he gets it. That's how he treats us. Turnabout is fair play. These are the music reports about passwords you just heard. That was Christine Lavin remembering my passwords from If You're Drunk, You Cannot Buy a Puppy. Before that, Karen Kilgariff, password from her Live at the Bootleg record. We heard a bit from the Marx Brothers film Horse Feathers, featuring Groucho and Chico, Swordfish. Bobby Harris gave us his single Password is Love. Kitty Wells sang Password from the Country Music Hall of Fame, and we began with Bob and Lucille, their single What's the Password from 1959. Under my voice is Livio Trax, Password from the Julia EP. The Wikipedia tells us that a password, sometimes called a passcode, is secret data, typically a string of characters, usually used to confirm a user's identity. Traditionally, passwords are expected to be memorized, but the large number of password-protected services that a typical individual accesses can make memorization of unique passwords for each service impractical, if not impossible. You know that, so let's hear instead a history, a short history, of passwords. Passwords have been used since ancient times. Sentries would challenge those wishing to enter an area to supply a password or watchword, and would only allow a person or group to pass if they knew the password. Polybius describes a system for distribution of watchwords in Roman military as follows. The way in which they secure the passing round of the watchword for the night is as follows. From the 10th maniple of each class of infantry and cavalry, the maniple which is encamped at the lower end of the street, a man is chosen who is relieved from guard duty, and he attends every day at sunset at the tent of the tribune and receives from him the watchword, that is, a wooden tablet with the word inscribed on it. He takes his leave and on returning to his quarters passes on the watchword and tablet before witnesses to the commander of the next maniple, who in turn passes it to the one next to him. All do the same until it reaches the first maniples, those encamped near the tents of the tribunes. These latter are obliged to deliver the tablet to the tribunes before dark, so that if all of those issued are returned, the tribune knows that the watchword has been given to all the maniples and has passed through all on its way back to him. If any one of them is missing, he makes inquiry at once, as he knows by the marks from what quarter the tablet has not returned, and whoever is responsible for the stoppage meets with the punishment he merits. Passwords in military use evolved to include not just a password, but a password and a counterpassword. For example, in the opening days of the Battle of Normandy, paratroopers of the U.S. 101st Airborne Division used a password, Flash, which was presented as a challenge and answered with the correct response, Thunder. The challenge and response were changed every 3 days. American paratroopers also famously used a device known as a cricket on D-Day in place of a password system as a temporarily unique method of identification. One metallic click was given by the device in lieu of a password to be met by two clicks in reply. Passwords have been used with computers since the earliest days of computing. The Compatible Time Sharing System, CTSS, an operating system introduced at MIT in 1961, was the first computer system to implement password login. CTSS had a login command that requested a user password. After typing password, the system turns off the printing mechanism if possible so that the user may type in his password with privacy. In the early 70s, Robert Morris developed a system of storing login passwords in hashed form as part of the Unix operating system. In modern times, usernames and passwords are commonly used by people during a login process that controls access to protected computer operating systems, mobile phones, cable TV decoders, ATMs, etc. A typical computer user has passwords for multiple purposes: logging into accounts, retrieving email, accessing applications, databases, networks, websites, and even reading the morning newspaper online. Can you imagine? Just to let you know, Dick Dickenbach was hacked because his password was Pulitzer. He has told us now that he's changed it to Peabody, so at this point he should be utterly complete. What's this? He has been hacked again. The phone line up here is 503-233-X-RAY, 9729. The text line is 971-220-KXRY. That's 5979. I'm curious if someone's going to release what he keeps on his computer. I didn't even know he had one, really. Here's some more reports now about passwords. Here on National Computer Security Day, National Computer Security Day, National Computer Security Day, it's the Dickenbach Report on X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland, xray.fm.
You won't guess what I just did. Don't know who you are. a song of all my passwords, so I won't ever forget. The password for my email is airplanehanger2. My PayPal password is monkeybutt, but with a capital M. My bank password is all numbers, 19283745. It's hard to remember so many passwords unless you put them in a song. My Netflix password is my first dog's name, Cherry, Cherry Pie. The one I use to turn on my phone is easy to remember. It's all the numbers from 1 to 6 and in their regular order. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. My computer is exactly the opposite. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The password for Amazon is Casey Jones 99. And for Apple Store, it's Dr. Pepper 3. It's hard to remember so many passwords unless I put them in a song and post it on Bandcamp so I can check it anytime. And don't worry, I'll use headphones when I check it so no one else will hear.
Right now, local wildlife is fighting for survival. A baby northwestern pond turtle, just the size of a walnut, can be gobbled up by a non-native bullfrog before it ever reaches water. The Oregon Zoo Foundation helps tiny turtles survive and splash into beautiful ponds. The foundation supports local conservation from tiny turtles, newts, and butterflies to condors and squeaky pikas. Together, these efforts make a splash for local wildlife. The Oregon Zoo Foundation is proud to join other local nonprofits in this year's Give Guide. More information at giveguide.org.
Thank you. Support for X-Ray comes from Stapled Spine Horror Fanzine, a physical paper, toner, and staple zine dedicated to horror films, books, comics, bands, and events. Available at comic book stores all over the Portland metro and online at stapledspine.com.
Let me go, what you do.
Still my oh, 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 you are still.
This just in. It's about 14 minutes until the end of the hour. That means we're nearing the end of this week's The Dickenbach Report on X-Ray FM, KXRY, Portland. My name is Gary. Today is National Computer Security Day, every November 30th. We have focused today on news reports about passwords. We've been talking about passwords, too. These are the ones you just heard. That was Dan Cross, password from shopping. Before that, Darren Heyman, you were still my password from I Can Travel Through Time. The Merry Widows gave us password from their password EP. Counterintuits told us password is password from monosyllabi. Four Dots had a single called Secret Passwords I played, and we began with Barcelona. I have the password to your shell account. Uh-oh. That's from 01 Infinity. Under My Voice, a very pretty piece by Ludovico Einaudi, Password, from La Scala Concert 333. Thank you so much for tuning in. Dick Dickenbach really did want to be here, but the use of his computer and his cell phone, both are strictly regulated. He'll be here next week, if the reports are more analog. Because we are here every Sunday at noon to 1. It's old news, but you can listen to previous reports at xray.fm. And while you're there, there's a bar at the top. It says home, about, shows. It says playlist. Clicking on playlist will tell you the music reports we play until the end of the show at 1. And this is the point where I say, for Dick Dickenbach, the staff and the crew of the report, I'm Gary. Quoting Chris Perillo, I don't know who this person is, so he may pronounce his name Perillo. Those magic double L's that make a llama into Yama. He says, passwords are like underwear. You don't let people see it, you should change it very often, and you shouldn't share it with strangers. That's the lesson, I guess, of National Computer Security Day. So have a lovely day. It looks pretty out there, doesn't it? Let's go have a pretty chilly Sunday. Keep listening to X-Ray. Take us wherever you go. And think about us with the Give Guide at giveguide.org.
Can't help but wonder. I have sacrificed for what's left outside, girl. What if I'm wrong? Help me along to give a bit and still look strong. Be with, he looks so nice. You're such a lucky girl.